107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. He's back. Yes, it's a Friday. We're checking in with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma.
It is Friday, not Wednesday, because we had some activity that we'll get to that took me away on Wednesday. And that was a visit.
Yeah, let's talk about this right off the top. You were away this weekend with trade talks.
Yes, I was. It was like drinking from a fire hose, but on Wednesday, it was a full day of being involved in Washington, D.C., wow, which is my first time in Washington. Before I get there, I want to talk about what we are as a community with regards to our economic base. And I want to talk about 15 manufacturing facilities in Stratford that are directly or indirectly connected to the transportation sector, whether it's metal fabrication, tool and die, auto parts. And I'll say this again, manufacturing is the backbone of our community. And so that's why I was invited to Washington to be part of a contingent. There were 11 companies from across Ontario that send parts to the U.S., have investments in U.S., Mexico, and Canada, that sends parts to those countries, and in return has those parts come back across the border. And as we know, some of the automotive parts, the 30,000 parts that are in a car, some of them cross the border six times before they're an absolute car. So I was blessed to represent the companies in Stratford, their employees, and talk about current tariffs and their impact and future tariffs as we move into the CUSMA, the free trade agreement, the NAFTA 2.0, as they've called it, to meet with past individuals that have been involved with negotiation, but also current. And so that work that we do, that integrated supply chain, allows North America to be, in the global market and competitive in the global market. And so I was invited to the table, and we had a consultation at the Mexican embassy, Canadian embassy, and also to the U.S. Trade Commissioner. And certainly it was very intuitive. It was very interesting to get the varying takes of Canada, Mexico, and U.S. on that public consultation that's going to take place. But, I want to say that I value what we do with regards to that agreement, that free trade agreement between those our three nations, but also the idea that it reminds me of that bilateral work that we need to continue to do to diversify our economy. There's no doubt in my mind.
Okay, and bottom line, moving forward, more challenges ahead, or how do you feel taking away from this moving forward?
In my last meeting, once, it was imposed upon us or said, what are you going to do to make U.S. great again? Our thought was, what are we going to do collectively to make North America, a powerful force and continue to be a powerful force on the global stage? So I left with a feeling that CUSMA, the auto pact that we've known it before, will play a vital role in the next round of talks. It's huge. The auto sector is huge. And so that's what I came away with, a positive on that.
Okay, thank you for that. And you were up late last night, too, with City of Stratford Festival Civic Night.
Yes, each night, Huron County, or each year, I should say, I feel like I'm in the night yet, each year, Huron County and the City of Stratford host a civic night where we welcome municipal staff and elected officials to a production. This year it was, I think, Sir John A. Macdonald we saw in Blythe. And last night we saw Annie. We invited, and a big shout out to Lindsay Gerber who facilitated this. We invited 200 plus individuals from local municipalities, including St. Thomas, Barrie, London, Oxford County had 28 people or 38 people come on a bus. So we had invited over 200 individuals to our civic night. A huge thank you to Donna Fior, who is the director and choreographer of Annie, which That was my second time seeing. I saw it in late April, and I thought, it can't get better. And it has. It was just amazing. Mentioning Donna Fiore as well, later, I guess it's September the 29th, they're going to recognize Donna for her great career, and it's not over yet, don't get me wrong here. In Toronto, there's going to be a huge event for her. I sadly can't make it, sorry, Donna. But, you know, productions that she's done, Something Rotten, Billy Elliot, Little Shops of Horror, which has had the longest run at the festival, The Music Man, Guys and Dolls, and so much more beyond Stratford stages. And the list goes on. So a big shout out to Donna Fiore for Annie and to the entire festival. You know, it was funny yesterday at the Moto Yoga, the reopening, it was said to me, you know, when we were talking about trade tariffs and in festival, somebody said, you know what? I think manufacturing is the cake in our community, and the icing on the cake is a festival, and I can't put it any better.
All right, there you go. And we have an update on residential growth here.
Yeah, let's talk residential growth, because that was the number one request when I ran for office the first go round here. And when I talk about residential group, it's all types of housing for all types of people, whether it's supportive housing, you know, for homelessness, whether it's rental, whether it's first time homes, whether it's downsizing, retirement housing, for residents that live here and that for residents that want to live here. And I've shared this before, for some of our biggest factories that employ over 1,000 people, 50 to 60% commute, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, up to an hour from KW, Cambridge, London, to work in our factories. But they will tell me that they want to come and live in Stratford, spend their paycheck here, raise their family here, pay their taxes here. And so that housing piece is so important. And the other piece for them is important that I'll mention for our seniors. And I've mentioned this many times, but it's worth mentioning again. They want to stay in Stratford in either their downsized home or retirement. And so we continue to build residents that reflect that. And those residents, I'm really proud to say, are residents in higher density subdivisions. And I cherish that for two reasons. One, it makes it more affordable for our purchasers, whether they're first-time buyers or downsizing buyers. And it also reduces the impact on agricultural land. And I've said this more times than not, that we live on the best agricultural land, perhaps in the world, but certainly in Ontario. And by density housing and positive infill, we are going to reduce the impact on that. So I'm proud of our residential growth. And, you know, we have more growth moving forward, necessary growth. And I'm really proud of that.
And we're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, and I know we've had an update this week on curbside waste collection.
Yeah, with residential housing, waste is a service that we need to provide, waste collection. And yes, at the last City Council meeting, Council did vote to continue our current manual collection, waste collection contract. And that's a 7-year contract. For a total of $8 million, and this service, and I've had a number of calls about this. This service continues to be a weekly collection of garbage in green bins that have been really massively successful, with twice a week in the downtown core, and it also includes the seasonal collection of leaf and garden waste. This continues our bag tag sales, which generates about $1.2 million a year to offset this service. So this service of waste collection is a combined user fee and dollars of support through our tax levy. I'll remind her as well that the recycling piece, and this is where there'll be some cost savings to ratepayers, in November of 2026, that cost of recycling will go through the province, but back to the producers of those recycling materials. And a reminder that that will come with wheeled, and for some that might be a challenge, other it might be a blessing where your recycling isn't blowing across a street, but it will come with the wheeled service of the containers. You know, I talk about all the work what we do, all the great work. Emily Skelding, she's our supervisor of waste operations. But I talk about all this work and the importance of reducing what we go to the landfill so we stretch the length of that landfill. And I think currently we're sitting at around 19 years of life service left in our landfill. And any monies that we put away, it's to, at some point in the next 6, 8, 10 years, start talking about where that expansion is going to be. So once again, a huge shout out to all the people that recycle, whether it's green bins, whether it's recycling bins, and a huge shout out to Emily Skelding, supervisor of waste, for her great work.
Okay, thank you for that. Here's something we haven't really spotlighted: municipal shared services.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And this is important. We share services with St. Mary's and Perth County. We collaborate, and the idea is to save money and create efficiencies. And to that end, there are some of the services that we share are provincial offenses, that's the courts and fines, social services, which is childcare, social housing, and homelessness, that is top of mind, archives, Stratford Perth Museum. And the one that I want to focus on this morning, if I could have a few minutes, is the paramedic services. And those are, you know, when we think about paramedics, those are the ambulance that arrive on the scene at an accident or at your home. Maybe it's cardiac arrest when you call in and you know, ambulance respond to that call. We share those services across the county and into Stratford. We also share some services with Waterloo County. When they're short and we have the ability, we send ambulances into there and vice versa. But the key here that I want to stress this morning is the work between Huron-Perth Healthcare Alliance and the Perth County Paramedic Services in order to reduce offload times. Because we know the quicker we make that transition into the hospital, the quicker we can get those ambulances back on the road. So we're aiming for something below, you know, 30 minutes so we can offload and make that positive transition, that safe transmission into the hospital transition, and then get them back on the road. And I'll say this, we've been benefited from the provincial grant funding to have a dedicated offload nurse program. So nursing men and women that are there, their job is to work in collaboration with the paramedic services at the emergency door to make that successful transition. And we are blessed. And the reason why I bring this up this morning, the province has decided to continue that program, which is a benefit to all of us. And it's like buying insurance. We never want to use it, but the paramedic services, emergency services are vital to our residents.
Okay, very good. Now here's the spotlight on Countryside Park that folks might not even be aware of.
Thank you. And you know, last time we spoke, I believe it was last time, we talked about our amazing park system and our amazing playground system and the investment that we make annually and the list of parks that need to be refurbished every year. We talked about some concerns around the Devon Park and the refurbishing that it needs. But I also want to talk about the newest of creation of a park that's coming forward, and that's the Countryside Park, which is just behind the Rotary Complex. If you head up McCarthy Road into the new development area there in the northwest corner of the city, we have an eight acre parcel of land that's been amassed. Instead of building small parquettes and parquets, we've amassed 8 acres of land that will be a destination park for families. You know, I take my own grandchildren on parks, and some of our best conversations are to and from the park system. And so we are